B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. April the 9th, 2020. Cuz Radio with Chewis. Guys, give me a chance right off the bat to win $500. Here you go. This hour's fast cash keyword, as you know, in our game is 100, as in 100. H-U-N-D-R-E-D. Enter the fast cash keyword 100 on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting 100 to 45911. By 10:15, we'll call you. If you're randomly selected, you'll win 500. Everyone that enters on our app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. Get rules for this company-wide contest at 975thefanatic.com, and good luck. So, as we approach this Thursday and we look ahead to a strange Easter. And it's funny, I always think about holidays and sports. But I guess we're all the same, right? Like sports dudes are all the same. Because, you love the holidays, you like sports after a while. I can't wait for the game to come on. Like Christmas Day, I love me some NBA. I love the Christmas Day NBA games. My kids open the gifts and Santa comes and the kids open the gifts and we're watching and taking pictures. Nice. Go back, get a couple hours of sleep, and then I'm ready for like NBA. Easter, and I remember the one Easter that's coming up, and I think about this Easter because it was the day McNabb got traded. And it was weird because it was an Easter Sunday, and McNabb gets traded to the Redskins. And we were like, wow! Donovan goes to the Redskins on Easter Sunday. It was like the most wild news that happened on Easter. So I always remember like the holiday sports confluence where, there's something that happens on the holiday. And that was the day that stands out to me. When I think about Easter, there's a lot of Sixer games that come to mind, although the Mother's Day Sixer game is one that always comes to mind. Sixers and Bucks, because we used to go as a family, my grandparents, and I was a kid, right? So it was me and my cousin and my sister and all of everybody, and we would go to the Centerton Inn. It was like some I don't even know what it was, like golf course, country club, inn, or whatever it was. But they had one of those brunches, the Mother's Day brunch. And all I remember is, and you're a kid, right? When you're 10 years old, you have no interest in the brunch. You don't care about that food. They had the prime rib. And I just remember my grandparents stealing the meat, getting the wrapper out and stealing the meat, putting the... My grandfather would get the saran wrap and put the ham in it and the roast beef and all the stuff. And all I remember is the Sixers were playing. And my cousin and I leaving the table to go to to watch the game in the bar. Because that was the only place to watch the game. But I want to kind of, it's one of the five questions. I have a five for you today. And one of the five questions is the holiday, the confluence of the sports memory on a holiday. So we'll get to that a little bit today. Big draft today. Jeff McClain will join us around 11:20. So we'll get into that today. Tom Brady spoke, had some interesting things to say to Howard Stern, which I thought was fascinating. We're going to throw back today. Not that far, but it's a fun one. And it's an amazing one, considering all that happened after. This, we're going to throw back to week 3, 2016, Carson Wentz's rookie year. The Eagles beat the Steelers 34-3. And it was like the coming out party for Carson. But what ensued was one of the great, really tough stories for Carson. I mean, Carson's first 3 years in the NFL are a 30 for 30. A stone 30 for 30. If you could get him to open up, it's an amazing story. Amazing story. And it's still going on now. That 30 for 30, it continues. The Carson early years, 30 for 30. Good morning, Junis.
What's going on? How you doing?
Don't you think that's its own 30 for 30? Like, it's not the Super Bowl, it's Wentz. So we're going to throw back to that day, that rookie year. Think back to all that happened since then.
Yeah, you have the incredible second season, the torn ACL, the Eagles go on to win the Super Bowl. Then the following year, you got the bad back. There's still more back and forth between Wentz and Foles, the support in the locker room. You'd have to get a lot of players to open up, not just Wentz.
It's a great, that's not a great 30 for 30.
You'd have to hear from some rats.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny because the story continued this past year with Alshon Jeffrey and
Josina Anderson.
Right. And it continued all throughout to when that stinking mutt, Nelson Agholor, finally got shelved and Jeffrey gets shelved. And he goes on the run with the kids, the no-names. That's also a part of the 30 for 30. And the concussion from the clown he hit is part of the 30 for 30. Like, can't you imagine this? See, I watch way too much TV now, right? Stories, you know, my mind's... I've always been a story person.
Oh, yeah.
But it's worse now. Like, I dream in stories. Like, if I told you my dream, you'd have me committed. But if you think I could see the 30 for 30 with the Super Bowl celebration going on in the background, right? And you could do this for, like, and you put it all in the background from the championship game to the Super Bowl to the parade. It's all in the background, but in the foreground is a sullen Wentz. I mean, that's deep.
It is deep. I don't know which... I think I would rather the Foles 30 for 30 because of, I don't know, there's more to it, I guess, because he's had more of a full career.
There's way more for Wentz.
Oh, Foles almost retired, right? Like, I mean, that's pretty big, him almost retiring and then basically just doing a favor for Andy or Andy doing a favor for him.
Yeah, first, you really buy he was retired?
Not sure.
You know. You really buying that? I don't know. Maybe. Okay, so take him at his word, right? As Gagoots almost knocked over my stuff. If it happens, if I get off the air suddenly, it's because this dog is out of control this morning.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Good to know.
He just drank water, and he's slobbered on my feet.
Yeah, they don't know, these dogs, that after they're done drinking water, that they should, like, hover over the bowl for a little bit. You know, I'm moving.
I love him to death, but he, you know, there's nothing worse than dog slobber on your foot. You know
I'm moving into the new place, so it's hardwood floors compared to carpet, which I have now. And she finishes the drink, and then she walks, and the water's just pouring out of her mouth.
Yeah.
It hides in the carpet.
Right.
It's not going to hide on the hardwood floors. It's
exactly.
Everywhere.
Exactly. You're right on. So, all right, but okay, so say, take him at his word. So he retires, right? He was going to retire. He comes back. And he wins the Super Bowl. It's a great story. I mean, without a doubt, it's a great story. But, you know, he comes in and he gets hot and he wins a couple games. Right?
Yeah, a couple big games.
I mean, they're monster games. I'm not, but it's still a couple games. Whereas Wentz, I think Wentz has way more to it. There's way more depth to the Wentz story. Now, you don't have an ending yet. We hope the ending is in another Super Bowl.
Right.
But the story, oh my God, it's way more, I think, tugs on your heartstrings. I mean, it's a tough story.
I just, you know what? I don't see Wentz opening up.
Nah.
I don't see him ratting people out. Well, yeah, I'm saying even like 20 years from now, I don't see Wentz. Remember, there was all those reports regarding the Joe Santoliquido story, but not only that, the injury reports that we talked about at length. You know, does he say, oh yeah, the doctors made me play? I don't see him being one of those guys.
I know.
Whether it was true or not.
I don't see it either. I don't see him like that, but I don't know. Maybe he just has one of these things just open up. He's still a closed book
yes.
in a lot of ways. He's the most closed book guy in Philadelphia sports since I've been involved last 25 years. There's no, he doesn't open up. He doesn't sit there. Every other big figure in sports I hung out with, not about like me, but with anybody hanging out with the guy.
The one guy I would think is maybe Chase, just because of how quiet he was.
Yeah, but even Chase you could talk to.
Yeah. Unless you're in the media.
Lance is different, man. He's different in that sense, where he puts a fence around him. He puts a real fence around him. But, it's funny. Did you see the excerpts from the Brady interview with Stern?
I saw one big one, and it was the issues at home.
Okay, with Giselle, right?
Yes.
He misses the mini camps because the marriage is on the right. It's not working, which was fascinating. But Brady also talked about, I thought the quote was amazing. He talked about icing out receivers. He said, I told Belichick at times, if you put that guy out, I'm definitely not throwing him the ball. Now, he didn't name names, but how about that?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Right? Like, he admitted to saying, I'm not throwing that dude the ball. I'm icing that MF-er.
And I feel like some players on the Eagles feel like Carson did that to them.
I know. I read that, and I thought the same thing. But again... Here's my, who's thinking that way, Alshon? Because I don't want to hear about Aguilar. He went to Aguilar a bunch of times. He stinks, all right? He dropped the ball. I swear, my hatred of that dude grows. Even, he's not even here anymore. And I still hate him. He's my most hated Eagle of all time.
Wow.
He's over Mamula.
What, most hated?
I don't even hate Mamula. I mean, it wasn't even, he actually wasn't a bad player.
You're going, the only reason why I say.
Babin was the guy I hated a lot.
Can you go most hate? I get it was like one game, but it was the Super Bowl where you had a nice little game.
I don't care.
You don't care. You're throwing that out.
I throw it out.
Wow.
I hate him. No joke, man. I don't care. Let's say hate. I hate the guy. Hate the guy. Can't stand him. What horrible player. Horrible, horrible. How in the world they brought him back last year is beyond me.
$9 million.
I'm serious. I got to tell you, I have a crisis today of confidence in Howie. I love the guy. I do. Super Bowl. I root for him. I want him to succeed. But I don't have any confidence in this front office.
Uh-oh.
I don't go into the draft. They have messed up this thing, and seven ways from Sunday, including the Jeffrey situation, Aguilar, the two tight ends. I'm so convinced make no sense to me when you have no outside receivers. All of a sudden, Jalen Mills is the honey badger. Did I miss that? So I want to talk about that today. Lots to get to, Junis. Just kicking it off, my brother, on a Thursday in the Delaware Valley. It's Cuz Radio, Junis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Cuz Radio. 10:21 on this beautiful Thursday. Going up to 70 today. Great day today. So hanging out with you guys. And a couple things. I mean, listen, I want to get back to what I was talking about with the with this team. Again, to preface it, I do. I love Howie, man. I've always, I know him well, and I like him as a man. I think he's a good football guy. But I'll be honest with you, I have not liked what direction they have gone in the drafts and how they've built this team. I don't like it. I mean, I think the offense is wrong. I don't think they have enough skill guys for Wentz. Like, I still can't believe last year that they went back into it with Aguilar. Like, you could see that Aguilar couldn't play. Like, you could see it. And I don't understand why you would give that dude $9 million. I don't understand why you would. I know you're trying to usurp the cap, but you're going to go double down on Alshon? I mean, you got to have a little foresight and know that, hey, Alshon's Foles guy. He's a Foles guy. You got to know that. That's intel that the front office has to know before you commit that kind of back-breaking contract. And my biggest fear is they're going to bring Jeffrey back because they can't trade him, and they don't want to waste the money. So they're going to bring him back, and he's going to do nothing because he's cooked. Injury, no injury, the dude's cooked. And this offense needs to go vertical. This offense needs young receivers. This offense needs speed. This offense needs to go down the field. It doesn't need to be in 12 personnel. You got to get Wentz and unleash Wentz once and for all. And that's my fear, Junis. Tell me how I'm wrong, Charlie.
I don't think you're wrong, and I was saying this to you during the break. I think Howie's biggest problem is he gave way too many thank you contracts. He gave way too many thank you for winning the Super Bowl contracts to guys Alshon Jeffrey, keeping Nelson Aguilar because of a thank you deal. The guys like Jason Peters, Darren Sproles, and then the one guy I thought you should have given a thank you contract to is no longer here, and that's Malcolm Jenkins.
I know.
You gave it to way too many other guys who were on their last legs.
I know. And you wait. They're going to back up the truck for Ertz, and that's a mistake. Yeah, it's a mistake. He's played a ton of football, man. A ton of football. Now's not the time to go back up the truck. Listen, I like the guy. I think he's a tremendous player, but I'm not committing that kind of money to a tight end. I don't care that he's Wentz's favorite receiver, and I think that's a problem. I think the fact that Wentz was so reliant upon Ertz was an issue. And that's yet another reason why you should move on, make Goddard your starting tight end, and let's get some outside help, speed, down the field.
The only thing is, what if it is just the tight end position that he likes? Like, what if you move on from Ertz? Okay, yeah, you're saving a lot of money, and then all of a sudden he's just doing the same thing with Goddard.
Listen, am I to believe that he's going to go, that Wentz feels comfortable throwing the tight ends more than the outside guy when we go back to his rookie year and that second year where he was trying to go down the field, and I don't know, Darius Slay picks one off because Aguilar doesn't know how to track a football. He's got no receivers on the end, no receivers on the outside. What, because Foles threw 50-50 balls to Jeffrey?
Yeah.
I don't know. In the few quarters he played with DeSean Jackson, seemed to me like he had a little bit of a connection.
Yes, he did. You're right.
So, I don't buy it. I don't buy that a little bit. I mean, who's he had to throw to that was any good?
Well, you should hear one of the names that will be played during the playback today.
I mean, seriously, these guys are horrible. How can you go in? And this is why I have a crisis of confidence in the front office. And that includes Joe Douglas, whom we all hail as a genius, who's now in New York. I don't know. I look at these drafts. I mean, whether somebody else, like maybe above everybody's pay grade, took J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, you got to say, dude, listen, I love you, boss man, but you can't take this kid.
Emotional intelligence.
Sharif Miller in the fourth round? Clayton Thorson in the fifth round? What sense does that make?
Yeah, that's awful. Because Sharif Miller, I mean, did he dress at all last year? Maybe a handful of times. And then that Thorson pick, when it happened, I was like, what are you doing? Oh, you already got four quarterbacks on the roster.
I know.
And Wednesday, and Sunfeld, and McCown, Kessler.
Fifth round pick to play linebacker, man.
Yes.
By the way, look at 2018. I love the Goddard pick, you know? So you were depleted because of Wentz. I understand that. You got Goddard. That's good. Fourth round, you know, Vontae Maddox, we'll see. Maybe you got lucky there. I think you might get lucky with Matt Pryor, I think. I don't know. Mayalata, we'll see. Josh Sweat, no. He's giving you some downs, but that's about it. So, I mean, you know, with limited resources, you did okay in 2018. 2017 is bad. Barnett, you trade up to 14, and he's been a disappointment. I don't care what anybody says. I root for the kid. Yeah, the kid's got great bend. I watched him with all his tape. Great bend, blah, blah, blah. He needed double-digit sacks, and Brandon Graham bailed that line out on the ends with Fletcher Cox in the middle. Sidney Jones, disaster. Rasul, limited. Mac Hollins, disaster. Pumphrey, disaster. Gibson can't play. Geary stinks as your start linebacker.
And that Hollins-Pumphrey, that was both fourth round, right? So you
have
two fourth round picks that they're not, one's not in the league.
Yes.
And one you released.
So this is my area of worry and concern.
And then remember, I mean, I know this isn't draft related, but they kept Mac Hollins on the week one roster over Greg Ward. And Greg Ward at least gave you something toward the end of the season. But remember, they didn't want to. And I said it from the beginning. I knew that Hollins was going to be the one that made the roster spot because they didn't want to admit to failing on a fourth round pick.
I know. But these drafts are not good. You know, last one, we'll see, right? You know, we'll see about Dillard. We like Miles, and we'll see about Dillard. And everybody else, you know, not good. So I don't know. Going into this one, man, I don't have a ton of confidence right now. I'm a bit of a crisis of confidence. All right, let me give you the, you want the five for today?
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
You know, daily five today. All right, first question is this. This is off of, did you see the sad news today that Timmy Brown passed away?
Yes, I saw that.
And he predates me, but I think it's Lesson Ambler, one of our callers, who loved Timmy Brown. And I respect, you know, sometimes in sports, and you know this, Trudis, when guys get mentioned, because you're like me, when guys get mentioned that predate you, and you don't have any connection, like you didn't see him play, so you got no connection to him, but another person does who's older than you.
Right.
You got to allow them for their moment. Right?
Yes, I agree.
Like, I never saw Dick Allen play, but man, Dick Allen's a lot of guys' favorite Philly.
Yeah, I didn't see a second of Harold Carmichael. Right. But when he gets inducted into the Hall of Fame, obviously I'm excited for everybody who did get a chance to see him play.
Exactly. So, off of that, question number one is, you can go back and watch any player you want in present day. Question number two is the holiday question. And that is, give me the holiday sports moment that sticks out to you. I gave you the Easter one since we're on Easter, and that was the McNabb being traded. You remember that?
Yes, I remember that day vividly. Because I was a big McNabb guy as a kid.
What did you think when he got traded?
I was kind of like shocked and just wondering why. Again, like I was young, so like I was watching the games, but I wasn't following every single moment. I wasn't watching tape and all that kind of stuff. So to me, it was just like, oh, this was my childhood quarterback. Why are they getting rid of him? It's one of those days, like, I cried the day the Sixers fired Larry Brown.
Did you really?
My dad told me when I was in the backyard. I still remember. We were on the back deck, and my dad was reading the paper. And he's like, oh, did you know they fired Larry Brown? And I started crying on the back deck.
No.
Yes. I was so upset.
Oh, my God. Really? Oh, that's great. I appreciate that. Question number three is entitled, It's Not Reality, It's Nostalgia. And this is something you gave me the idea for. Because you don't like Kelly Green. You don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that much to me.
Right?
I have a Randall Cunningham Kelly Green jersey. It's awesome. It's cool. But like they got to bring back Kelly Green. I'm just like, all right, sure. Go for it. They bring it back. They bring it back. If they don't, I'm not losing sleep.
That's great. It's not reality. It's nostalgia. Question number four. So I need something from you about that. Question number four is this. Did you see the Falcons debuted their uniforms? It leaked out and they got mocked.
Oh, they got mocked?
They got mocked.
That's awesome.
Players around the league were mocking the uniforms.
There's a couple bad. The Rams, their new logo is ugly.
Horrible. Horrible. And people in L.A. were freaking out.
Yeah, that's dumb.
They were freaking out. This is what they don't understand. So they all want to put their imprint on these franchises. Meanwhile, it's people like status quo of the uniform.
Right.
They like classic. I don't know why these guys feel the need to change and put their imprint on things when it comes to logos and unis.
Yeah, not for nothing. It's great here in Philly. The old eagle with the football and the tassels plus the new eagle. I love the new eagle too. The Phillies, the old fat P, and I still like the current Philly stuff. Like I like the pinstripes and the current draw up of the.
Well, the Sixers are the best.
Sixers are the best, and then the Flyers is great too. I love that Flyers logo.
Flyers are classic. Sixers are the best, and what they did was they went back and to the history of their franchise.
Yeah, they went 80s, 70s, and 80s.
And then they added to it, right? With the snake. I mean, like they made it cool. You have to have an idea cool.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Now,
Rams thing is horrible.
I know you didn't like it because we've talked about this before. I do miss the old Sixers, like the 01 jerseys with the basketball, the little swoosh underneath the word Sixers.
Oh, horrible.
I miss those.
I hate those uniforms.
I can still see Kyle Korver pulling up for three with them. Yes.
Yeah, no, they're horrible.
I have the Blue Iverson one. Awesome.
I hate it. Hey, the blue is nicer than that. I hated the black jerseys.
I love them, man.
Oh, awful.
I remember.
Not Sixers.
I remember just random stuff. Rodney Carney wearing it, and then he had the high socks on, too. It's the random stuff you remember.
Wow. That's great.
What about that for a bust down name?
Rodney Carney.
Didn't think you'd hear that today.
I want to rock you. And I want to punch you right in the face on that. That was a great one. Rodney Carney. That's awesome. And then, so give me your favorite unis. Could be local. Could be anything. And the ugliest ones you've ever seen. And again, could be anything. Local, national, whatever you want. And then the fifth question is the Howie front office question. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your confidence level as we approach this draft? 10 being supreme confident, 1 being no confidence. I'm at a 3. Where are you at?
You're at a 3?
Yep.
Wow. I'm still in like a 5-6 range. I'm still probably more 6 than 5.
I would be in a 5-6 range if I was in charge of the draft.
I'm at a 6.
Are you?
Yes.
God bless you. I'm not. Now, I don't know. Maybe I'll get there. I want to get there.
But I'm not feeling it.
And they lose points. They lose points with these bad contracts. You know, they lose points with holding on. I was one of the guys that wanted to move on from players right away, because I think it was just the hell that I lived through with the Phillies and trying to do the same thing with Utley, Rollins, and Howard when it was obvious that the time was over, especially 2012, 2013. Like, I was ready to move on, and I was like that with the Eagles. I wanted to trade Nick Foles right after the Super Bowl, because remember there was that fake report, ended up being a fake report. It was that second round pick from Cleveland. I would have pulled the trigger immediately.
Yeah.
I literally did a show on it, I think, like 3 weeks after the Super Bowl. And I opened my mouth about I would trade Foles to the Browns immediately. And I got crushed that day.
No, you're right. You were right on.
You're never going to get him for a higher value.
Never. Without a doubt.
So I'm one of those guys that was ready to move on for players, and Howie wasn't. And Howie admitted it post the postseason press conference. I'm glad he admitted it.
I know. Oh, man. But I'm glad you're at a 5-6, because I still need a lot of. He's got to wow me this draft, you know.
I think he did a great job this offseason with free agents. Like, the Hopkins thing still confuses me, right? And it's because of the Alshon Jeffrey thing. But I like Hargrave. I like Darius Slay. I like some of the other moves that they made.
Yeah, I agree.
They got some depth at corner. They still need a big corner. I mean, they got Slay. I would like to see the one.
I like Slay. I like Hargrave. Now, go get me Ngakoue.
I don't know if that's happening.
I don't think it is either. And Ruggs.
You're going up from a 3 to an 11 if that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt. I just don't think. I think the contracts have been a problem, and drafting was definitely a problem. Now, again, we'll see what it's like. No Joe Douglas. Because Joe is in charge of the draft now. I just did Football Guy. He was in charge of the draft now.
Yep.
Herman Edwards.
I love Football Guy terminology.
So, let's see. Because I go back to that draft that I hated. And maybe I'm spending too much time looking at old drafts. But that 2017 draft, I hated that draft. And that was a Joe Douglas special, that draft. Now, I don't know. Was it Joe? Was it Howie overruling him? Was it, Jeffrey Lurie overruling everybody? I don't know.
You have to franchise quarterback now.
Anyway, there's your five for today. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. 610-632-0975. Jeff McClain will join us 11:20. And then coming up at 12:20, I'm looking forward to the playback. The Carson playback. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and I got Jim Nance and Phil Sims. So there's your teaser. They're on the call. I got a lot of the introduction stuff talking about Carson because it's only his third week of his career. Yeah. So it's not like it's, here's Tom Brady in his 10th year and you've heard the same stories over and over again. It's third week Carson. And Phil Sims did something interesting that I'm looking forward for you to hear.
Really?
I thought Phil Sims got a bad rap, to be honest.
Yeah, I do too.
I kind of liked him, to be honest.
I love Phil Sims.
I thought he did a good job.
I'll be honest with you. I think he did a great job.
Now, Romo over Sims is for sure.
Right. Romo's better.
But I thought Phil Sims was not bad.
Yeah, I'm also an Aikman fan.
Yeah, I think he's starting to get a little more disinterested.
Yeah, I agree.
We've talked about the he loves wrestling, and that's about it now.
It's funny, man. All of a sudden, you're like, touchdown. Yeah, you see right there on the post. This is what happened. Blah, blah. Oh, let me tell you about the wrestling. Oh, man, I got involved in the WWE. He got all excited. You remember that?
Yep.
So my kids are obsessed with the wrestling video game.
Oh, of course. I have one of those.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You have the PlayStation
one? It's from 2012. No, it's
right,
Xbox 360.
Yeah, they had the PlayStation wrestling game, and they are obsessed with it. So I played it. I played it with Massimo, and even Anthony likes it. But I played it with Massimo, and he was, Yeah, he's killing me, right?
He's yelling at the TV, probably.
And he's talking trash to me. He's going, you want some more? You want some more?
That's awesome.
And he had me playing with, like, some, like, you know, Piker dude. He's got, like, The Rock or whatever.
Of course.
And I'm playing with some dude, again, and he's killing me. It was great. I was proud of that moment. 610-632-0975. We'll come back, open up the phone lines. Cuz Radio with Chewin. It's right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Cuz Radio with Chewin. Chewin is moving. Nothing worse than the move, dude.
Oh, it's awful.
And now, you know, you're moving in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, I'm fortunate that the moving company was still open. Now, they have their own protocol, right? We had to wipe everything down before they came in.
That's tough.
And, you know, obviously everyone's wearing gloves and that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's I'm glad I'm at work right now. Because Christy's the one that's watching everything.
That's great.
She's dealing with the stress, making sure nothing breaks. I'm
your
here.
Poor wife, who is in the front lines.
Yep.
A nurse in the pandemic, and now she's got to deal with the move.
Yes.
The wonder why. Listen, coming up a little bit later, I hesitate to do this to you, but as your big brother, I have to.
Oh, I know it's coming.
I have to out you on this, man.
I know. I'm just trying to be as supportive as possible right now.
It's bad. Yeah. What you did last night.
Yeah.
It's bad. Now, I'll give you props because after all that your wife's going through, I understand it. But this was bad, man. And we'll tell the people coming up.
I found a way to make
it's a major violation.
I don't want to go major violation.
It's a major, you know.
It's not like I stopped watching a game or something.
You know, it's highly questionable, as they say.
Dude, I didn't even have a TV in my house last night. We moved it yesterday. I had nothing to do yesterday. I was bored out of my mind.
Yeah, I mean, you're better off just being on your phone. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't do that. You know that.
That's right.
I hate the phone.
That's right. You do hate the
phone. If I could, man,
You do hate the phone. You're the only, it's amazing how much you hate the phone.
So there was a time, I'll tell
you.
You're
like my cousin hates his phone.
I'll tell you a little story about myself. I was fighting for this, the midday producer gig years ago. And if I didn't get it, I would have gone and gotten a flip phone. And I would have found another job.
Wow.
I would have continued working here, and I would have looked for something else to try to grow in. And fortunately, I got it, and I, you know, kept the smartphone. Because you need the smartphone for what we do. We need to check social media all the time.
Yeah.
We need to have I have so many contacts through the years, right?
Yeah.
I would have been like, all right, you know, I'm going flip phone.
Yeah, see, I can't, like, here's the thing. I don't like the phone either. However, I hate talking on the phone.
Oh, it's the worst.
Like, I can't talk on the phone. Now, part of it is that, you know, we do this, right? So, I want to be a mute when I get done.
Oh, yeah. That's something the wife doesn't understand.
Right? Like,
let me tell you.
We do a show. We don't feel like talking. But, and I'm not the biggest talker anyway, believe it or not. I like my quiet. Like, I don't need to hear myself talk. You know what I'm saying? But you're worse than anybody. You're like with my cousin is the worst. Like, he could deal with no phone. He doesn't have the phone near him. He could deal with it.
I told you the other day, I had 30 text messages.
I know. And you know what's funny? It's your only flaw. It's not really a flaw, but you're only as a producer. Like, I'll have an ID call. Yo, dude, what do you think of this? And I'll hear you. I get crickets.
You'll hear me at 8 in the morning the next day.
Right. And I go, oh, all right. Well, and now I know, so I don't even, you know, I just put it in there in the off case. You check it. All right, let's get to the phone line, shall we? Chase in Woodbury. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chase.
Ant, what's up, man?
How you doing, my brother?
We're on the same wavelength today with Aguilar and Howie and Wentz, man. I'll tell you. It's funny you brought up the Darius Slay interception. That's the one play that sticks out in my mind the most. I think it was like 2016. They were like 3-0 going against the Lions, and I think they got down early in the game, and Wentz is bringing them back, and he goes deep to Aguilar. Guy doesn't even look up for the ball, doesn't even try to knock it down, doesn't try to catch it, doesn't do anything, just running, and Slay just jumps up and catches the ball and, you know, ruins all our momentum.
Yes!
That play just kills me.
Hey, listen, I understand when people go, you should know better not to throw it to Aguilar. But I like right. You're the right throw.
But at that point, it was all so new still. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
And he's got man on the outside. That stinking Aguilar was the worst.
Like, he didn't even try to knock it down.
No.
Did not even attempt.
No. How in the world do you go into
it? Yeah, I'm looking back at that game. It's Matthews. It's Carr. Doriel Green, Beckham, Aguilar, and Josh Huff. That's the wide receiver.
Green slime and Josh Huff. How in the world do you go in with those receivers and say you have a chance? Like, if you're
right.
How do you, first of all, how do you break camp with those receivers on your roster? I seriously question. I go, wait a second. How in the world could they surround this kid with that trash?
Yeah.
Like, that's outrageous.
It's horrible. And the fact that, like, we've been waiting for so long, we finally get Wentz as a franchise QB. You know, he's going, what, 13-1 in 2017. And, you know, all of a sudden he gets hurt. You know, Foles comes in, and you know, there's a statue up of the backup quarterback in the stadium now. Like, that's a 30-for-30 right there. Are you
exactly?
Kidding? Yeah.
Yes, you're so right. And I'm supposed to have confidence?
it's unbelievable what the team has done to him as far as like wide receivers go. Yeah, it's crazy. And I'm with you. I'm with you 100% with the Ertz thing too. I think that's actually hurting him. I think they need to get more speed on the outside, and he'll get even better.
Yes. Yeah, get rid of his safety valve.
Yes, exactly.
You know, listen,
Ertz has been great. Ertz has been awesome.
Yeah.
But he, like you said, he's played a lot. He's taken a ton of hits. I think it's better for him and for the Eagles if he would just kind of retire and move on. I mean, he's been great, but...
Well, I don't want him to retire. I want to trade him, get value for him.
I got you.
But yeah, I mean, I think he's like the blanket, the kid's
right.
favorite blanket.
Sometimes,
right. you know, you got to get rid of that sucker for him to grow a little bit.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Great call, man. Thank you,
Absolutely.
Bob. Chase, what a pleasure, brother. Thank you. At least I'm not insane. Sometimes I wonder, I go, why am I like seeing this wrong? But every time I go back to it, how in the world could they have had those receivers? Seriously.
No, it's a pretty good question. I mean, 2016 was the breakout year for Paul the Burner Turner because they were so bad everywhere else.
But how do you, as a football man, say these are good receivers? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean...
Like, really? Like, Josh Huff. Are you kidding me with Josh Huff?
I didn't really necessarily blame them for the Doriel Green Beckham thing.
Yeah, they took a shot with him.
Right, they traded Dennis Kelly for him.
Yeah. He was horrible. Green slime. Can't stand. I couldn't stand him. No, but again, Aguilar's their fault. Staying with Aguilar's their fault. Alshon Jeffrey's their fault. Having nobody else is their fault. Having to rely on DeSean Jackson with, you know, at his age is their fault. Right?
Right. Yes.
We're not crazy here.
No, not crazy at all.
Sam in Seattle, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sam E.
Yo, Anthony, how you doing?
How you doing, brother? How is it out there, man?
Hey, it's fine. It's starting to calm down a little bit. People are staying in. Not as much as we all would like to, but it's fine. If everybody stays safe, you know? It's all right. My family hasn't left the house. Well, I'm on the road, but my wife, my mom lives with us, and my son, they haven't stepped out.
Good.
Like, for 3 weeks, dude.
So,
they get their groceries delivered and everything.
That's great, because it's working. This is a crucial time Listen, I think if we could just make it through May, right?
Yep.
Through April, get into May, and continue, because Philadelphia is supposed to be the next hotspot. So, stay the course, I think we could have normalcy back, by the end of May, June, type of thing.
I know scientists, I'm not no researcher, I'm a damn truck driver, but the way I look at it is, the more we do that, the quicker it'll go away. Just toughen it out for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then, the more we do now, the quicker it goes away. That's how I look at it. We could not do it, and then it'll just keep lasting. The only way it'll leave is...
I agree.
Suck
it up now, and then, if we got to go through May, like Fauci said, then so be it, and then hopefully... we'll be good.
I haven't talked to you in a little bit now. I got a draft question for you a concern. I'm going to leave the Slay thing alone. You already know about the Aguilar. They haven't given this poor kid, Carson, any help whatsoever. He's now they're stuck with that Alshon contract. Every Eagle fan knows their scenario, right? What they're doing. I think that's the reason why Hopkins isn't an Eagle, because of their past mistakes with, Alshon. If they can't trade Alshon, you pay $20 million to Hopkins, and then you calculate Alshon's cap hit. You're $40 million.
Yep.
I think that's why they didn't do it. That's the reality of it.
I agree.
The past mistakes. And my draft concern for you is, I watch college football, but I don't watch a lot of players, so I'm not an expert on these players coming out. But when you read up on it, I watch. Listen to a bunch of podcasts. The guy Justin Jefferson scares me. Why isn't he Jordan Matthews? He can only play slot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.